when soul will cast no light, all dark and over, and dolesome time of night the skies did cover. Down by a riverside, where ships are sailing, there a fair maid I spied, weeping and wailing. I stepped unto her straight, "Dearest, what grieves thee?" She answered me and said, "None can relieve me. 'Tis 7 long years and more since my love parted and left me on this shore quite broken-hearted. He promised to return if life was lent him, which makes me sigh and mourn, death doth prevent him. Oh, that I could but hear some tidings from him, how it my heart would cheer for all my longing." A young man straight she spied, like one amazed, which did a token bring, whereon she gazed. "Where is my love?" quoth she, "that comes not near me." The young man he replied, "Please for to hear me. Your love and I did fight under one banner, maintaining England's right, purchasing honor. He was a seaman bold, of courage valiant, scorning to be controlled by e'er a gallant. But in a dreadful fight, where guns did rattle, and many a gallant wight fell in the battle, his fatal destiny near was approaching, and summoned him away by death's encroaching. When he his death's wound had, and brains were broken, to me these words he said, 'Deliver this token to her that hath my heart, and is more dearer, wishing her for my sake to love the bearer.' And having spoke these words, he then declined, and in a stream of blood his life resigned, leaving me full of care, sad news to bear it, his death for to declare, as you now hear it. When she the tiding heard with this sad potion, she like a stock appeared without all motion. At length her spirits came by grief inflamed, and then with floods of tears thus she exclaimed: "O ye great powers above, which life doth lend us, and thou the God of love that did befriend us, why have ye snatched away my dearest sweeting, and by your cruelty spoiled our meeting? Since that my love is dead, whom I did tender, no comfort I will take but life surrender. In some unwanted paths there will I wander, and prove more constant than e'er was Leander. And so, vain world, farewell, and all thy pleasure, since he is gone that was my chiefest treasure. In the Elysium shades there will I hide me, until I find my love, whate'er betide me."